Vice President Joe Biden and Mayor Eric Garcetti broke bread today at the LA Baking Company in Lincoln Heights. I was there as they brainstormed with local leaders over how to broaden efforts to raise the minimum wage.
I couldn't be more pleased as mayor of this amazing city of angels to welcome a consistent friend of this city, our Vice President Joe Biden.
The Vice President commended Mayor Garcetti and the City of LA for moving ahead to revitalize the river, expand the rail system, and tackle poverty in some city neighborhoods.
You're one of the great cities in the world, and you're stepping up. You are sort of a textbook of what we think the country can be doing now. I mean, there's so many opportunities that are out there.
Garcetti says it is the responsibility of the country's major cities to lead America out of poverty. Government officials are trying to find ways to convince business to embrace a higher minimum wage to combat poverty in the city.
So we have put forward in the city council today a motion. We'll move to raise our minimum wage here, probably in proportion to about the 10-10 nationally that you're talking about 13-25 here, in a city where unfortunately too many parents can't get home to help their kids with their school because they're working two or three jobs. In a city where unfortunately too many people are on Medi-Cal or Medicare out here because they can't afford to get their own insurance, and that money should be freed up to go back into our schools. Where too many people can't live the American dream of working hard, keeping a job, and supporting their families.
Biden emphasizes that in order to stimulate the economy, it is not only infrastructure that needs to be invested in, but also better paying jobs.
This $1.8 billion will immediately go back into the economy of the city of Los Angeles. It in and of itself will create new jobs.
Now their challenge is to persuade local businessmen to raise wages when entrepreneurs are not fully confident in an economic rebound after a punishing recession. Rocky Natha reporting for Annenberg Radio News.